Hey everyone, welcome to today's episode. I want to touch on the power of proximity, like what that means. Like let's break that down. Let's define power. Let's define proximity. And let's define what that looks like, right? What is the power of proximity? And how can you apply the power of proximity into your life? What are the differences between whether you have it, you're engaged in it, or you're not, right? There's going to be a huge difference in your life as we break this down, and I will jump back here real quick. Hey, whether podcasts are for you or maybe for someone you know, share that. It might just change somebody's life. I know it's changed mine. Okay, so let's get into it. Let's get into this. What is the power of proximity? So proximity is going to be approximation, right? It's going to be who you're around. And what we're talking about here and what we're talking about today is who you are around, right? Close proximity of people. And what is the power in that? So let's look at a couple different ideas here. And some might seem fairly obvious to you, but if you are the majority of your time in the proximity of people drinking, that would be like in a bar, for example, right? There's going to be power in that proximity, and that power in that proximity is going to lead you to the same type of lifestyle as the average of the group, the average of the group, right? So how big is the group? Doesn't matter, right? Whether it's 50 people, 500 people, 5 people, doesn't matter, right? There is power in that proximity. So that power is what is going to nudge you. And so what happens is what a lot of people think is that influence from people or from proximity is this thing that happens and it smacks you in the forehead and all of a sudden you change the whole direction of your life. Well, that certainly could be the case. And I think it may be the case for a small percentage of people. But for the larger percentage of people, it's going to be that gentle nudge, which over time will take you in a direction that maybe you didn't want to go or maybe you didn't even realize you were going. That is the power part of that proximity, right? So you have the gentle nudge or the smack in the head. And so that's going to work both ways, right? That's going to work both ways, meaning that you could be part of that group and someone entering into your group. What is your power that people are feeding off of you, right? So it's not always just the perspective of us getting into a group. It's also us being the group. So I relate to the bar scenario a lot because my whole life I was surrounded by bars. That was my thing. And I made it part of my identity over time because that was my gentle nudge. Throughout my whole life, it nudged me in that direction. That's where I found, like I said, I found my identity. That's who I became. That was my lifestyle. So now to switch that up to today, for example, we're leaving for Vegas. We're going for 4 days. We have an event there with our company, and it is a very different group of people. The group of people that we are choosing to be surrounded by are people who are achieving at a high level or in the pursuit of achieving at a high level, which in my opinion is achieving at a high level. Because achieving at a high level isn't always dollar signs. It is, though, I guess I'm not sure exactly how to say it. I believe that achievement is when you are in the pursuit because you're not giving up. So you are achieving, right? Whether you're achieving whatever goals they are, whether it is financial, whether it is relationship, where it is spiritual, where it is physical, where it is health, where it is personal growth, right? If you're pursuing it and you're moving forward, then you're achieving. And if you're doing that on a daily basis, I believe you're achieving at a high level, meaning that you are above the crowd. Now, achieving at a super high level is someone who's taken that, you know, beyond to the next step. And so the power of proximity is what's going to help you keep that ascension, if you will, to keep ascending into a higher level of achievement. So, for example, I can only share, I can only share my experience in my life. So, what my wife and I have done is we have decided, we have, again, keyword, decided to go to every event that our company puts on, or even outside of that, if it's a growth environment event, because we know the power of proximity. And I think I learned that a lot from the reverse. I learned that a lot from the negative, from when I was referring to the bar situation earlier. So now we know the positive. We know the positive growth. So that power of proximity we get from stepping into a room, stepping into an environment, stepping into an area, a physical area of life where we know that the people that we're surrounded by are going to lift us up. We know that we are going to be either smacked in the head, like I was talking about earlier, to change direction or to boost direction or to create an awareness, or it's the continuation of that gentle nudge down the right road, down the right path, achieving the things that we want to achieve. So to wrap it all up, the power of proximity is, I think, a key component in life to where we are right now. If you look where you are right now, you look at the power of, you look at the proximity, the power, you look at the, what we're talking about today, you look at the power of proximity. So you look around at what you've been doing, what you've been attending, what you've been digging into, whether it's on social media, you could have that power of proximity right through the internet as well. And we all know that, right? So where we are right now is a direct result of the proximity of where we put ourselves. I hope that that makes sense. Hey guys, if you take a screenshot, if you like, up to you guys. If you want to take a screenshot of this podcast, post it on your social media, tag me in it with one takeaway from today. I'll be sure to blast you out on my social media and you'll be entered in for the weekly drawing of some cool shit. All right, guys, have a fantastic day. We'll talk soon.